Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In retrospect, I didn't know how my Aunt Rita didn't kill me that day. Because I would, like, now as an adult with my own children, and yeah. I realize how stupid I was, I can't imagine that she loves me so much, my Zierita. She really, really does.
Mm-hmm.
It was my cousin Mikey and Tony's birthday, and I was like, what am I going to get them? And I was probably 25 at the time,
right.
Going over the house and all that.
Sure.
I had a great idea. I stopped right at the pet store. I bought a gecko. I bought a whole like setup for the gecko, like
yeah.
the little cage thing that it comes in.
Good.
I bought like the rock. I bought the food, the crickets that it has to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I showed up at the house. I was like, and Mikey and Tony were like, they're younger than me. You know, they're significantly younger.
Here you go.
Than
Here's
me.
A pet.
Hey, look what I got. Look what I got for you.
Yeah.
And my Aunt Rita just looked at me and she smiled and she laughed and she took care of that thing, even though it used to get loose in the house all the
oh,
time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I think to myself, what a jerk I was.
Right.
What was I thinking?
I mean, it would have only been better if you brought them a drum set with the gecko. Like, I mean, seriously, what are you doing there? Or a mini bike or
yeah.
something, even though they're 3 years old.
Now, as an adult, I look back on that with my own children, and I think, like, that's insane.
I mean, but you would kill somebody. How long does a gecko live?
I don't know how long it lived for. I think after a while, Uncle Mike just said it disappeared, which I'm sure it means...
Went to the farm.
Right.
Went to go live with its friends.
Yeah, but, like, Dakota, my toddler, she turned 3 last month,
yeah.
and somebody got her a science set, and it said right on it, ages 10 and up. And I was like, what are you doing?
Well, she's a smart one.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
just they wanted to grow into it.
It's a volcano science set. And then she looks at it and she's like, I want to do volcano.
You know what? We project the stuff that we want or we would want as a kid or we think on the kids that are around us, right?
Yeah.
Like I come across gifts every single year that I'm like, who do we know that's 3?
Right.
Who do we know that's 7? You know, like I try and figure out what it is that I'm going to get there. And it's all stuff that I want, really.
Yeah. So we're talking about like age inappropriate gifts. What have you given? Mm-hmm. What have you received? My nephew, Hunter, asked me for Bitcoin. He's
a smart kid.
He's 11.
Smart kid.
I say to him, I was like, Sia doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah, Sia can't afford it.
I'm just gonna send your daddy money and then he's gonna figure out how to do it. Like,
right.
I don't know what to do. How do you answer that? He wants Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Last year, I got a remote control car, a drone, and the most age appropriate thing that I got was a full size leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Oh. That's really fantastic.
I mean, it is in fishnet stockings, so you should be over the age of 18 to view that. But yeah, the drone and the remote control car, I asked for them. That's all I want is toys. I don't actually want anything that's appropriate for my age.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what was the age inappropriate gift that you received or gave?
When I turned 50, my husband bought me a life alert. Like, I thought he was totally kidding. Oh, no, he was serious.
Oh, well, I mean, he just wants to make sure that if you fall somewhere, you have the ability to let somebody know.
I've fallen.
So that they can get you up.
And I can't get up.
That's right. And right. you just press that button, and now somebody will come for you and help you. I mean, it's nice.
I don't think this young, but okay.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, what's a cell phone kind of does the same thing, but, you know.
What's more offensive, the life alert or if somebody gets you the clapper? Like, you're like.
Oh, the clapper's convenient. I would take the clapper.
I mean, I love the clapper. Alexa is simply a clapper with friends. That's all
true.
It is.
Right.
I think you just have like the thing where you feel like you've lost your power.
Mm.
So if you can control that small machine, it makes you feel better.
You know what? If you ever plugged yours in,
mm-hmm.
you might know what I was talking about.
It's true. I've never, ever used mine ever.
Just won't plug it in.
I have like 3 of them just lying around my house. 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever give an age-inappropriate gift? What was it? Or did you ever get one? When it comes shopping for the holidays, I realize that a lot of my nieces and my nephews ask me for things that are age-inappropriate because they know that I'm the favorite aunt. I'm going to buy it. I always say yes.
Yeah, once it's rejected by mom and dad, you got to go to your other sources.
Right, exactly. But what was the age-inappropriate gift that you received or that you gave? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
My sister took my daughter, 14 years old, to go get a tattoo. And my daughter told me that it was fake. And so I believed it for a long time until it just wouldn't wash off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If that was my sister, I would kill her.
I'd kill her.
Right?
Like, right.
What do you mean you took my baby to get a tattoo?
Right. I wanted to kill her.
So what did you say to your sister?
I couldn't do anything but fuss her out. But at this point, at first, I thought it was fake. You know, I thought it was one of those tattoos that you just remove with a henna type of thing. But when it wouldn't wash off for months,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Why would you do that? And she's like, listen, I'm the cool aunt. You're the mom. I can do this.
No.
Oh, my God.
You can't. Might even be illegal.
That's got to be a crime. Right?
It might even be illegal in a few states at the very least, I'm thinking to myself. Right. And the thing is you never get a good tattoo at 14.
No.
You don't get a good tattoo. The first tattoo, I don't care if you're 20. You don't get a good tattoo. You don't know what you're doing.
My first one is terrible.
Oh.
It's like a purple daisy that I picked off the wall. It has like no meaning, nothing. I just walked in and I was like, I guess I'll take that.
At least they have purple daisies. Like it's not made up. Like it's, you know.
What was the tattoo of?
Something that actually exists.
She had barbed wire and Mardi Gras faces, like the happy and the sad faces on barbed wire going around her arm.
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. The theater faces over the barbed wire.
Oh, my God.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, sister.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, sister.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the age-inappropriate gift that you received?
We actually was my husband. Like, he had on his list that he wanted Pokemon cards.
Your husband wants Pokemon cards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't gotten them. I just think it's, like, inappropriate for his age, you know. So
you think?
I don't.
Unless your husband's nine.
I mean, if it's an investment or something, I guess. But I mean, I can't imagine a grown man knowing that much about Pokemon cards to make a smart investment.
Raven says the man that has more Star Wars nonsense than anything.
Listen, if you call boxers with Boba Fett's face on it nonsense, then I guess that's what I got. Right? You call socks with CP3PO on it, then I guess that's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't think that's too much.
That's not age inappropriate?
No.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the age inappropriate gift that you received?
My brother bought a slingshot for my 6-year-old son last year.
Yeah, those 6-year-olds. I mean, it is a good skill if we ever lose the ability to buy meat at the grocery store, mm-hmm. electricity, you know, the basic, you know, breakdown of services here in the United States, and he has to hunt for everything that he digests.
Mm-hmm.
On that hand, it's great practice and good. On the other hand, he's 6. He didn't realize that he could wipe out the entire ecological bird, you know, system in your area in a week or so.
I've seen some of these slingshots, like for young kids, where they put it with, like, it almost looks like cotton balls, like little balls, like foam balls. But I'm like, but what happens when they realize that they can take a rock from outside?
Right.
And the damage works they can do with that.
The same way, and the rock goes so much further and so much more precisely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. That's an inappropriate gift.
Oh, my God.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.